Viter in Shas, we are in Chulin Daf Chav Gimel, picking up on Chav Beis on the base by the bottom of the page. 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 12 lines up from the bottom. Last one in line is Karcha. Zuck to Gemara, Tani, Rav Yaakov, Karcha. Mayim Asai B'nei Yonik Sherem, when can pigeons be used? Mishe Ya'al'u. When they Ya'al'u, Rashi says, does the biyom shenoldu usim hain? In other words, even though we said the Bnei Yonah pigeons have to be used when they're only kids, they can't be when they get to an adult, but it's not immediately when they're babies. You know why? Because they're nasty. And maybe it's like, when they kosher, she says, Mishi ya'alalu, that's going to be first, but Gemara's going to explain, when they go like, ya'alalu, ya'alu, who tani love, who amarla, he taught this and he explained it. Afrochav ya'alu dam. The pasuk says, it's young chicks swallow blood. When the blood gets absorbed into the body. Now, Amos, when does it happen? Amar Abaye, mikishamit gadfa minei v'asi dama. When one pulls a feather from it and it starts to bleed. Vay Rav Zer, ha'omer, hare alai, ola min atorim, o min b'nei ha'yona. If somebody says, I'm going to bring an ola from a tor or a ben yona, then... Right, you know, it says Rashi, meaning that he is saying, "Minatar min avinyona meiza mehen she'erze, whichever one I want." Vehevi mishneim tchilas atziuv, and he brings them both on the beginning of the yellowing. Mahu yotzi the nizra or lo? Is he yotzi his neder or not? Okay, so that's the Gemara says now. Vehevi tchilas atziuv, he ends up bringing for the beginning of the yellowing. At that stage, what is the situation there? Sfeika have v'nafik, is that considered no good because it's a suffik? We don't know whether it's considered young or it's considered old, and therefore he has fulfilled his chiyuv, his obligation. Adilma biria have v'lo nafik. Maybe this is a, you know, it's like a beria, it's its own entity. Rashi says lo gedolim ninu v'lo katanim havu ela beria ba'alma. It's a Bible Almahavu. The Yatsu Michak Tanim. And therefore you're not Yotze. Amarava Toshima. Let's find a raya from Pratla Tchil Satsiyov Shabazev Shepasel. It says, except for those cases that this is going to be possible. Liam and Pishama Beria, Havi Shabi, if you say it's a Beria, it makes sense. He was a lot of this is going to be possible. Liam at Sveika, if you say it's Suffolk, Eshach Kalim with the Sveika, you need a Pasuk to go ahead. Is a pasuk necessary to exclude something of a suffix? Tosas explains, of course, HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows there's no suffix in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He knows whether they're going to be considered young or they're considered old. Beep. Beep. Turn the page. Chav Gimel Omer Aleph. Ki Yitzchakra. When is a pasuk needed? Lamute Nirbav Nevad. It's necessary to a case of a bird that was nearby, sodomized, or let's say Nevad, or it was worshipped. Rashi says, Ve'alfa Gav, the Tana Ketani. Prat l'tchila satziyuv asmachta ba'almahu l'olam psulayu mishum tzveika. Really, it's possible because it's suffik. Ravea leka l'meimar ba'ofos te'in l'cha ofruvea. You don't have such a thing. So the Gemara is going to say that if a bird is in that middle stage, is a suffik. There's no reason for the Torah to teach us that it's not going to be good. The Torah's exclusion, when it says min, from, is not necessary to exclude the bird. It's coming to teach that a bird that was sodomized or was likely used for avodah zarah is not going to be able to be used for a carbon. Although the Bryce says min, from, excludes its middle stage, that Bryce is saying only in a smachta. Is that saying a deoraisa shtickle, as I gesagt Rashi? Why do I need that? Why do I have to exclude that? Sakadai dechamin. Maybe we would have thought that whole uchsev ki mashchasam bahem mum bam. Since the pasuk says ki mashchasam bahem mum bam, their corruption is in them, a mum is in them. V'tani devei Rabbi Yishmael kol makom shenem hashchasam. Whenever you use lashon hashchasam, ain el devar erva v'los gachavim. It says that it's a Dover Erva, it says Dover Erva, Ruvea Vinirva. It was worshipped over here. Now, Dover Erva, what do you mean Dover Erva? Dechsev, ki hishchis kol baser is darko ala aris. Use that lashon of Hashchasa. Says Rashi, B'dor ha'mabel k'siv, b'dor ha'mabel b'erev ha'kilkulu, k'd'chsev ha'ikhu lehem nashim v'gomer, sh'en eskakel min eshe re'em, they're involved with other people's wives, l'chul b'hem v'chayim, all these animals. Avodas k'chavim, d'chsev pen tashchisun v'asisam lechem pesel, lest you act corruptly and make for yourself a pesel. So we see that that's, that actually the lashon and hashchasa means both of those things. So the fact is that the fact that he uses the lashon of mashchasam bahem, that is in them, mum bum. So we go, we compare this thing of a shchasa to a mum. Kol shamum posalbo, any whatever can be posalized by a mum, dvar erva v'vus kuchavim posalbo. So two can be disqualified by dvar erva or avodah zarah. V'chol she'eino mum posalbo, anything that will not pass them, ain't dvar erva v'vus kuchavim posalbo. V'hani elfos, these birds, all v'lo posalbo mumma, since they are not disqualified by a mum, the amar mar, because we say tamus v'zachus b'behema. This idea they need an animal to be a tam, that's got to be flawless, and a male. This is only by an animal, vein tamus v'zachus b'ofos, but not when it comes to chickens. Says Rashi, the birds. This is behema ksiv tamim zachar, aval of lo ksiv bay, lo tamim lo zachar. Ilkach lo pasli behom mumim ketanim kikon dukin shaba, ayin of the cataracts, and mumim gedolim kikon mechusar eretz, missing a limb, mishom hakriveo nala pechasecha, that you don't bring this type of things in front of a leader. Vein tamim zachus b'ofos, you don't have it when it comes to ofos. Ema, so we say, dvar eva v'otz kachavim nami lo sabu. We say, okay, so then dvar eva and ofos wouldn't pass that either. Kamash malan, therefore, you have to write min, you have to write from a Torah and from B'nai Yonah, coming to these the birds that were involved in being Rovea, nearby Rovea, or Vodazar, are not going to be brought as Karbanos. The Gemara said, therefore, telling us that even if a bird's in their middle stage, are disqualified because of a suffix and not because of a pasuk. There's no extra thing in the pasuk over here. The exclusion, the miyot, the from, is needed to teach us this din of nirba and of avodah zara. Boy, Rabbi Zera. So we know that the birds, they go over the intermediate stage with the yellow feathers. Sheep also have this type of thing. And between being a lamb and a ram, a sheep is known as a palgas. That's that middle stage. Rav Zera, who brings the question about this middle stage, now asks about the question, what about with a palgas? Boy, Rabbi Zera. Omer, someone says, Haray, alai, olas behema, mina oil, mina kevis. It's upon me to bring an ola. From a ram or from a lamb. Vehivi palga, somebody brings a palga, smile, what's going to be the din? Right? So if a palgas is either one of them, we just don't know which one it is, so then he's fulfilled his neder, because he said either one. But if it's neither one of them, but it's its own barrier, its own barrier chadasha, then he wasn't Yosei. Alibad Rabbi Yochanan, it's not a question to Rabbi Yochanan, the Amr Beryavi. He says straight up, it's a barrier, and therefore you are not Yosei for it. The time we looked at the mission para, hikrive, Ikrivo, someone brought a palgas. Rashi says, Mishnah Ibn Sechaspar, Upalgas Komer, it's dealing with the palgas, that middle stage. Maybe a love niske ayal. He brings the sachim of a ram along with it. Ve'ein ola lo mizivcho, but it doesn't count as his carbon. Right? If he's to bring only a lamb, or if he's to bring only a ram, so he's not going to be Yosei his chov by bringing a palgas. But the Mishnah does not explain whether this is because we don't know whether a palgas is a lamb or ram, or whether because a palgas is its own category, like Rashi. Farmer Rabbi Yochanan said, O la'ayel, l'rabbas is a palgas. The Torah says, or for a ram, it's coming to include a palgas. The teacher of the palgas needs, you have to bring nisachim of a ram. Ki tabayilach, so that's not even a question. Not going to be good. Who's your question going to be in the world of? I leave the bar pada. That's what the question is. Beep, turn the page. Chufkim l'mbeis. Tamar ma'isi umasti. He says, you bring the nisachim, the different things with the animal. Rashi says, if you're a suffiku, he says it's a suffik. Right? And therefore, and you bring it with a tanai. He says the palgas is a suffik. So you bring along with it the nesachim and the mincha of a ram, and you make a tanai. Pardon. Isarun, you bring solas, right? Solas with it. Or via sahin. You have to, because now you're stuck in between. So you come and you bring it tonight. Which possibilities of Bar Pada I say I have to add in. Mi aminin ayel v'keves masa. Do we say that he is tanai? Is only about a ram or a lamb. The beria lo masa, but he doesn't make a tanai with the beria. Saying like if it's a beria, oduma beria nami masi. I'll say present and if it's a beria. The amar e beria hava if it's a beria then havi kula nedava. Let all of these things be in the nedava. All these the sachem and these sarons I'm bringing with it should be a nedava. Over the Gemara, Tegu. Good question. We don't know. One interesting question about the middle ground stages. We asked another question about dough. If you have dough that's only partially fermented, it's called seir. Seir. So it's like in between matzah and chametz. So the question is, what happens if a person says, "Boy, Rav Zeir, home," and someone says, "Arei alai lachmi toda." I'm going to bring lachmi toda. Min a chametz o min a matzah. And he says, from either chametz or matzah. And what does he do? Vehavi seer, and he ends up bringing this this middle stage thing. Rashi shiyatsa mechal matzah. It's no longer matzah. Chal chametz alav. It's not yet chametz. Now, what's going to be the day? When is it either chametz or matzah, or is it third category? Seer the man. Now, who's seer are you talking about? E seer the Rebbe Meir. We're talking about the seer of Rebbe Meir. That it's something that Rashi says the chsifu panav that it became pale, but it didn't have cracks yet. The Rebbe Yehuda, and you're following the view of Rebbe Yehuda, of how he would what he would paskin, right? Says Rashi, klomar v'kami bayilan aliba, coming to ask aliba Rebbe Yehuda inafik b'hai seer, are you okay with this? Ilo havadi Rebbe Yehuda matzah mal yehu. He says for sure matzah, v'nafik mishu matzah, and you don't see matzah. Says Gemara, matzah mal yehu. That's considered for sure matzah. According to him, dough that hasn't yet had cracks in it. Is not considered that it's chametz at all, and therefore you can have matzah. Either of Yehuda, and if you want to say you're talking about that of Rabbi Yehuda, that dough that has already developed cracks, Rashi's ish say of the Rabbi Yehuda de karne chagavim, it has these cracks of like the horns of the chagavim. And we buy lech. We're asking Aliba, Rabbi Meir, havadi Rabbi Meir yatsa yedei nidzor. You for sure you're yatsa nidzor. The nafik mishul chametz, and you're yosef for chametz, says the Gemara now. Either Rabbi Yehuda, the Rabbi Meir, and you're going with Rabbi Meir, chametz too. That's for sure going to be chametz, right? If it developed the cracks, it's considered chametz entirely. So dough certainly satisfy this as chametz. The either Rabbi Meir, the Rabbi Meir, and if you're talking about the seir of Rabbi Meir, dough that is pale but didn't have cracks yet, the Rabbi Meir in the world of Rabbi Meir. If on the viewer mayor, midalo alei chametzu, the answer is that since one gets malchus for eating it, it's considered chametz, right? Because according to the mayor, eating seir, you get malchus. This shows that the mayor considers dough that paled as chametz, although it's still going to be yotzi your vow. Although the mayor holds that one is not going to be chayiv karis for eating this. That's only because it's not totally fit to be eaten, but it's still considered chametz, and it's evident from the fact that he's going to be chayav to malchus for eating it. So therefore, it might fall into the category of what's called chametz nuksha. Chametz is not completely fermented, which a person does get malchus for, and would come out and would say that all the chiyuvim of chametz, it would satisfy all the requirements of chametz in our case of one who made a neder to bring either chametz or matzah, you know, for the lachmi toda. Ella de Rabbi Yehuda. If you refer to the seir of Rabbi Yehuda that already cracks, Le Rabbi Yehuda, and you're following the view of Rabbi Yehuda, that he says that you have to destroy this thing, which says that it's chametz to some degree. On the other hand, Rabbi Yehuda says that it's you're not going to get even malchus, which shows that it's not definitely chametz. My, what's going to be the din? Sveiko havia v'nafik mimanavshach? Odilma beriahu v'lonafik. Is it a suffik? And we don't know whether it's considered chametz or matzah, and therefore either way you're going to be yotzei. Odilma maybe beriahu v'lonafik. It's just called a beria, and then you're not going to be yotzei. It's its own category. Now you see the
fact Gemara v'ha'omer ravuna. What do you mean? Even if it's not a beria, you still shouldn't be yotzei. Ha'omer, someone who says, harei alei lachmi toda, someone says that I have, it's on me to bring lachmi toda, maybe toda v'lachmi. He brings a toda, carbon, and all of its bread, right? The person is assumed to know that the loaves of the toda can't be brought on their own without the carbon. So if someone makes a nether to bring the loaves of a toda, there is a legal presumption that he intends to obligate himself not only the loaves, but in the animal as well. He must therefore bring the complete carbon, the animal, plus 40 loaves. So maybe Toda v'lachma. V'kevin did chayev leba Toda v'lachma. Since he's chayev a Toda and it's lachma, how can he be fulfill his value by bringing a seir? This person doesn't know whether the seir is chametz, the laisi matzah, in which case he brings only matzah also. Imatsu, if it's matzah, the laisi chametz, therefore he should bring chametz, right? Because we know that it's the 40 loaves, 30 are matzah and 10 are chametz. So even if seir is not its own category, but it's one of them, it doesn't help to fulfill his neder. If seir is matzah, then he has to bring another 20 loaves of matzah plus 10 of chametz. And if it's chametz, he has to bring another 30 loaves of matzah. Since we don't know what seir is, his carbon is going to be, it only if he came with the 30 loaves that are definitely matzah and 10 that are definitely chametz. Comes out that besides the seir, he was going to bring all 40 loaves of the carbon, of the todah. He fulfills his chiyuv with these, and the seir is not helping at all. Says, and for the Gemara, lo tricha da amar harei alai chala lifter todaso shall ploni. The question is only where he said, it's hereby on me, I'm taking upon myself to bring 10 loaves to pater the todah of someone, of ploni, where one person vows to bring a certain number of loaves of the todah of somebody else. Now the one who's making this neder is chayav to bring only those, and not the entire thing. So in our case, therefore, where someone vowed to bring 10 loaves of either chametzer, matzah, 10 loaves of seir, is enough to fulfill the vow, as long as the seir is not a beria. Sof says, hold on one second, but at the end of the day, holo yada hai gavri chametzu. This person, the one chayav to bring the Torah, doesn't know if the seir is considered chametz. The like say matzah, you should bring matzah, your matzah, the like say chametz. Says Gemara, lo tzricha de lo amar liftar. The seir's question is necessary only when the thing, the person making the nether did not say the lashon tapater. Right, the one who's making this neder didn't promise to give loaves that he could use to fulfill his friend's todah chiyuv. He said only that he's going to give loaves for the todah for the todah of his friend. Although the seir he brings can't actually be used to fulfill the todah chiyuv, if it's really chametz or matzah, the neder is going to be fulfilled. Says Gemara. Now we understand like what he's asking. Does this person fulfill his vow by bringing seir? Olonafik did not fulfill his vow by bringing this thing. And for the Gemara, take a good question. We don't know. Okay, my friends, we are going to stop over here and wish you all a great, great day.